VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What are the pitfalls of a fixed mindset for salespeople? Hi, and welcome to a new podcast by Sales is Easy. This is your host, Alan Meyer. And in today's topic, I would like to cover the difference between fixed and growth mindset and what are the pitfalls of a fixed mindset for salespeople. But before we begin, please subscribe to this podcast because in Sales is Easy podcast, the aim is to help salespeople simplify and demystify sales process and help you overcome the challenges that salespeople experience on a regular basis and ultimately, of course, succeed in your sales job. Sales is easy if you know what you're doing. And this podcast should give you tools, strategies, and techniques to help you overcome all the fears and grow no matter or despite the pandemic or despite the challenges that customers throw at you. My name is Alan Meyer. I'm a sales expert with 30 years of sales experience selling bulldozers, excavators, software, complex solutions. And in the last 15 years, I was lucky and honored to visit over 42 countries on all six continents to deliver my sales training globally. Recent topics were more on the inside part of sales skills, which means not just lead generation, prospecting, objection handling, negotiation, presentation skills, but something more deeper, resilience, mental toughness, sales mindset, and emotional intelligence. And again, today in this topic, I would like to cover the pitfalls of a fixed mindset for salespeople. So I'm building on top of the psychologist Carol Dweck. She wrote a few years ago an interesting book about it. And her work draw attention to the fixed and growth mindset and the implications of both on the individuals who possess them. And her research and others after her has highlighted the fixed mindset can be as compared to the value the growth mindset has to offer. So the difference between fixed mindset comparing to the value that growth mindset can offer to salespeople. And of course, this is just a short list of few important points. List of potential downfalls could be much more lengthy. So in this podcast, I'm trying to highlight the major pitfalls of a fixed mindset as compared to the growth mindset. So let's dive in. First point is self-awareness. And the critical aspect of gaining self-awareness is receiving feedback and constructive criticism from others, from your colleagues, from your managers, from your bosses, and even, yes, from your prospects and customers. And yet, those salespeople with a fixed mindset, they tend to reject any feedback from others. I worked with one guy, it comes to my mind, many years ago, and every time when clients were trying to give him way how to handle the situation better in the future, he was always brushing it off and later calling all clients idiots and giving them some other names. And guess what? How can you ever learn something in sales if you don't learn on your mistakes, right? So fixed mindset salespeople, they tend to reject feedback from others, from colleagues, from managers, and from customers. For those with a fixed mindset, criticism is viewed as a negative and a means of exposing their own flaws and imperfections. And surprise, surprise, salespeople who think they are perfect, right? There are many of them out there. But you know what? We can always learn. And if you have a growth mindset, of course, you welcome any constructive criticism, which managers should do. We customers actually sometimes tell you. I had customer telling me, Alan, next time, please lead with this. Don't let us wait for 45 minutes to get to the most important point. So self-awareness for fixed mindset salespeople is something that they need to spend lots of time working on it. So salespeople with a fixed mindset, they rarely receive valuable information that will help enhance their sales knowledge or knowledge of the situation or knowledge of the customer situation and allow them to improve their behavior in sales arena. Now, on the other side, salespeople with the growth mindset, they embrace feedback and constructive criticism. They instead view it as a means of gaining crucial insight about themselves, about the situation, about the proposal, about the obstacles in front of them, about the objections, how to handle them even. And with this insight comes the belief that they can grow and they can enhance their current skill set to become better and accomplish more as salespeople. Why wouldn't you allow customers to share something? What are you doing wrong? Think about it. Next pitfall is learning. A staple of the fixed mindset is the notion that learning ability is fixed and cannot be changed. Unfortunately, I had worked with one guy who told me I know everything about sales, and that was in his second or third year of sales career, and he thought he knew everything. But guess what? Even if you know everything, market is changing, customers are changing, your competitors are changing, everything is changing. Pandemic changed your life tremendously, not yours, just yours, customers' life as well. And people, salespeople who actually saying that they know everything, they don't need to go to training, they don't need to read books, they don't need to learn through podcasts or any other way to improve the knowledge, well, guess what's going to happen, right? Essentially, it's the idea that once one person or salesperson has reached a particular level of knowledge or skill, that's the level they should continually remain at. Sounds stupid? Well, guess what? Turn around, look at the other salespeople. You'll be surprised how many salespeople have a fixed mindset. So those with a fixed mindset, they emphasize performance over learning. And ironically, despite a focus on performance, those with a fixed mindset often perform more poorly than those salespeople with a growth mindset. So this basically means that learning simply doesn't occur for those with a fixed mindset because of the mentality. They will not buy the book if somebody doesn't throw a book at them. They will not attend training, self-motivated to attend any kind of training, virtual, live. They will not read many books. They will check something on YouTube or on LinkedIn and say, yeah, I know this, and still do the job the way they were doing it for the last 1, 2, 3, 5 years, right? There was a study by, I think, Nussbaum and Dweck and researchers. They observed the feedback participants would seek when faced with a challenging task. When told they did poorly on a test, participants were given the choice of seeing tests of those who did better than them or tests of those who performed worse. And those with a fixed mindset, guess what? They opted to review the tests of those who performed worse than them. Those with growth mindset, they opted to review the test of those who perform much better than them. But all participants were then given a pop quiz after the review of these tests, with those in the growth mindset group having performed better than those in a fixed mindset group. So what does it mean? Well, fixed mindset salespeople, they don't want to learn. They just want to see where they're better than the other bad guys on a team. And growth, they want to grow. They want to learn on their mistakes and what other people are doing better to improve, right? My definition of sales is helping others reach their goals. And we can only do if we're active listeners, if we open our minds and we ask million questions to dig deeper underneath the surface to understand customers' goals, customer situations, customers' problems, customers' market positioning, everything. And you can only do this if you're open to learning. So second pitfall was learning. Next one is self-esteem. Well, salespeople and self-esteem, right? I mean, you probably met salespeople who know everything about everything and they have a high self-esteem. But when person has the belief that their ability to learn a particular subject area, like resilience in sales, for example, and at some point reaches a place where no further learning is needed, they don't need to learn anything else, this can lead to a decrease in their own self-esteem. What do I mean by that? The idea that one person, that salesperson, has reached a maximum understanding in a subject area, it's equivalent to the belief that when faced with something one person does not understand, there is no way to learn, to gain understanding in that area. Think about it. I know it sounds complex, but let me simplify this. When salespeople say, you know, I don't understand this, and there's no way to learn it, that means basically they're brushing it off and they're saying, subconsciously, I'm not capable of learning it. Basically, people who believe they don't possess the ability to learn a task or skill then develop a sense of helplessness and hopelessness and leads to low self-esteem. Or salespeople, what they do, they fake it in hope they will make it. Well, guess what? Your customers know when you're faking it. Your customers know when you're lying to them. Your customers know when you mislead them. So you are not having much chances to succeed if you are not learning, right? So on the other hand, salespeople with a growth mindset are not afraid to lack knowledge because they understand there is a potential to gain it. I can give you a quick example. I did a training on resilience that was in Asia, and there was a gentleman approached me in a cultural different environment. And of course, I tailored my training to Asian business culture. But he came to me saying, I am 30 years in business. I never thought of developing my resilience. It just comes naturally on hit or miss. You know, you learn through your mistakes and you learn through your experience. But he said, if I knew this 30 years ago, you would not see me here. I would probably somewhere on a beach not working. But he was joking, but he confirmed something that many salespeople are also saying. If you're not developing your mental toughness, your resilience, your emotional intelligence, what's going to happen? You'll not succeed, of course. So there is the potential to gain new knowledge, new skills, new experience, and new strategies through hard work, through effort, through learning. So growth mindset salespeople, they don't internalize a failure to understand something as a reflection of their own personal lack. Rather, they simply seek to obtain the knowledge they need to grow in that area. So this leaves self-esteem intact and in many situations improved because of the newly obtained knowledge gained when a solution was sought out, when they're looking for a solution, when they're looking for what's missing, when you don't know how to handle, how to read customers, when you don't know how to connect with your customers who are totally opposite of you. If you are introvert, you're dealing with extroverts, or extroverts with introverts, vice versa. Doesn't matter. If you search for the answers, you'll find them, and this keeps your self-esteem intact. And the last point I would like to make in this short podcast about pitfalls of a fixed mindset for salespeople, challenges, risk-taking, and competition. So salespeople with a fixed mindset who believe that their intelligence is rigid do not cope well with challenges and often engage in unhealthy competition. In another podcast, I was covering this a little differently, but saying that either you have it or don't. Well, guess what? Even Michael Jordan had practices, or in soccer, Messi or Ronaldo, they go through practice and they try to improve themselves. So, talent is good. I had big actually podcast, and search for it, a previous podcast on resilience versus talent. And fixed mindset salespeople, they simply do not cope well with challenges. They chase the low-hanging fruit, and first obstacle coming their way, boom, they are losing interest. And those with fixed intelligence overemphasize proving themselves to their peers and portraying themselves as intelligent, as great salespeople. And thus, they tend to avoid situations where they might have to work hard, or even worse, where they may fail. So they will always hide behind somebody, or if they meet a customer, they always find the excuse why deal it didn't go through. But it's never their mistakes, and it's never their failure or reason why they don't know something. It's always something else. You're going to hear a million excuses. As a director of sales, I heard a million excuses, and my first question was always, do you have a reason why they didn't buy, or are you finding a good excuse? And we were laughing about it. But behind that, it's sad true that salespeople try to find excuses outside of them. Salespeople with a growth mindset, they adapt well to challenges, they face risks boldly, and the most important part is they do not feel the need to compete as a means of proving themselves to others, to their colleagues. They understand they have the ability to improve with increased effort, And thus, they embrace failure and hard work as a part of the learning process. Nothing new, right? So, allow me to repeat the four pitfalls of fixed mindset for salespeople are self-awareness, learning, self-esteem, and challenges, risk-taking, and competition. Let me summarize this for you. When it all boils down, what has been outlined in this podcast can be summarized by the following statement. You are what you think. Let me repeat this. You are what you think. And if your mindset is fixed, you will become fixed, a person who's unable to grow in the sales job and unable to mature due to a lack of feedback, poor self-reflection, and diminished overall learning. And in sales, we need to learn on a daily basis. And if salesperson wants to experience personal growth and expand personal knowledge, the development of a growth mindset is the key. Let me stop here. And I would really be interested to hear your comments and your thoughts on a growth mindset and fixed mindset. What do you think about it? So reach out to me via LinkedIn or on the Sales is Easy podcast website, or you know, email me anytime and I'll be more than happy to answer your questions in the upcoming podcast. Please subscribe because I'm bringing more resilience, emotional intelligence and growth mindset podcast to this channel. And what else can I say? Then happy selling. Don't give up, please. And work on your growth mindset because you are what you think. Thank you for listening and happy selling.
Hi, I'm Lessa Godet, host of her Extraordinary Life by Design podcast, where we celebrate women who are shaping their lives one extraordinary day at a time. I speak with women from all over the world about what they do and how they are passionately pursuing their dreams and creating meaningful impacts on their communities. So come join us and learn about all there is to learn about these extraordinary women.
Are you passionate about saving the planet for future generations? Do you want to learn how to do it? If yes, then you need to tune in to the Nature Backed podcast. It's a talk show covering the changing world around us. From renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, circular economy, to ESG and social innovation. Don't miss this opportunity to discover how you can join the movement and make a difference. Subscribe to the Nature Backed podcast today on your favorite platform and get ready to be amazed. Electric acid.